The evolution of crypto off-ramps, from CEXs to direct card spending. The off-ramp is the process of converting digital assets into spendable fiat currency. Historically, this required a multi-step journey through centralized exchanges, CEXs, and legacy banking systems. Today, the rise of the crypto card has collapsed this timeline from days to milliseconds, fundamentally changing how users interact with their digital wealth. From hodling to utilizing. As the crypto industry matures, the friction of cashing out has become a primary bottleneck for adoption. In 2026, the focus has shifted from hodling to utilizing. Understanding the evolution of off-ramps allows users to choose the path with the lowest slippage, highest security, and best tax visibility. Three eras of crypto off-ramps. The evolution of off-ramps has moved from manual arbitrage, P2P, to exchange withdrawals, CEX to bank, and finally to direct liquidation via crypto cards and on-chain off-ramps, e.g. Monerium, Gnosis Pay. Stage 1, the centralized era, 2014-2020. In this phase, users had to send crypto to an exchange, Coinbase, Binance, Kraken, sell it for fiat, and then initiate a SEPA or ACH transfer to their bank. This process typically took 1 to 3 business days and involved at least 2 sets of fees, trading fees and withdrawal fees. Stage 2, the card-linked wallet, 2020-2024. Platforms like Crypto.com and BitPay introduced the concept of the prepaid crypto card. Users still had to manually sell their crypto within the app to top up a fiat balance on the card. While faster than a bank transfer, it still required active management. Stage 3, direct spending and on-chain off-ramps, 2025 present. We are now in the era of just-in-time, JIT liquidation. Self-custody cards like Gnosis Pay or 1-inch card allow you to keep your funds on-chain until the very moment of the swipe. There is no manual top-up. The blockchain and the payment network communicate in real time to settle the transaction. The declining cost of liquidity. The cost of liquidity has dropped significantly. In 2018, off-ramping $1,000 could cost upwards of 5% in combined fees and spreads. Today, direct card spending has narrowed that cost. Era: steps to spend, total estimated fee, percent, time to liquidity. Renosomtool, Pawing, 2018 CX, 5 plus steps, 3%, 7%, 48, 72 hours, 2022 prepaid. 3 steps, 1.5%, 3%, 5, 10 minutes, 2026, JIT card. 0 steps, 0.5%, 1.5%, 1 second, tax and compliance implications. The shift to direct card spending has caught the attention of tax authorities. In many jurisdictions, every card swipe is technically a taxable event, the sale of an asset. Modern off-ramps are now integrating with tax tools like Coinly or CoinTracker to automate the reporting of these microtransactions. Furthermore, the travel rule now requires issuers to report larger off-ramp transactions, ensuring compliance with global AML standards. The spread trap myth. A common myth is that using a card is cheaper than an exchange. While it is more convenient, some cards hide their off-ramp fees in the spread, the difference between the market price and the price you receive. Users should always check the realized exchange rate against a neutral source like CoinGecko. Cards with no FX fees can still have significant spread markups.